You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
At that moment, you've lost the ball game.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Giver of every good and perfect gift, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Envelop us with the arms of your kindness and make us truly grateful, not parading our virtues, but trusting only in the virtues of your Son, Jesus, who gave himself for our sins and promises that you will hear our prayers in his name. Amen. Thanks for nothing. It's the kind of remark people make when they get sarcastic over a gift or favor which they needed like a hole in the head. It's what you say when a mechanic making a minor repair on your car calls up and tells you that you need a new transmission. Or someone offers to do your ironing and burns the house down. Or an envelope arrives from the tax bureau with the refund you've been expecting, and it turns out to be a bill for additional taxes they think you forgot to pay. Thanks for nothing. The unpleasant surprises of life, which do occur, turn out to be humorous only when we count our blessings. Otherwise, they would just add to the general bitterness. Everyone on earth has reason to be thankful for the sunshine and the rain, for the earth and for the sky, for the morning and for the evening, not to forget about the noonday. All are gifts, which none of us did anything to produce. There are others, like air and water, necessities without which we cannot live and which we often take for granted. All are gifts which we did nothing to produce. In the midst of bounty, much of it from the hand of God himself, we can see the humor in the reversals that every human being experiences in some way or another, at some time or other, even though they may not have seemed all that humorous at the time when they occurred, and maybe caused us to say, thanks for nothing. It is a remarkable thing, however, that millions of people in our world have no feeling of thankfulness at all, for anything at all. They take all the gifts of family and friendship, of health and strength, of sight and hearing, of earth and sky, of sunshine and rain, without the slightest shred of thankfulness, either uttered or unexpressed. They're like those 10 lepers, beyond the hope of healing, who were cured that day by one word of the one man to whom they had appealed. Jesus, Son of David, they said, have mercy on us. He sent them to the people who could certify their condition, and it came to pass that as they went, they were healed. Only one of them returned to give thanks. And he was a kind of outsider. The rest just went their way, causing the Lord to remark with a certain amount of unconcealed irritation, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And there are those others who are giving thanks all the time. They have the words thank God on their lips all the time. They thank God for everything. And when it comes right down to it, for nothing. One of those people occupies an important part in a great story told by Jesus Christ himself. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing afar off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. The Lord told that story for a purpose. He made that explicitly clear. As St. Luke tells us, he told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. He was talking about a quality of heart that makes all the difference between genuine thankfulness and the other kind of gratitude, which in effect is really saying thanks for nothing. The Pharisee of our Lord's story represented everything that is good and respectable in human society. He was a law-abiding citizen. He was a religious man, in fact, very religious. Pious things came easily to his lips, and he could say them with great flourish. Nobody criticized him when he went to church, because that's where he belonged. He was a pillar of the church and a guardian of public morals. When the Pharisee said, "I thank thee, God," nobody was surprised. People were surprised to hear Jesus Christ criticize that Pharisee. The fact is that he did not just criticize the Pharisee. Jesus Christ condemned him. What Jesus Christ said was that this Pharisee went out of the church that day unjustified. The heart of this man was not right with God, said Christ, and his piety was really pretense. He was not a hypocrite, you understand, pretending what he was not. He was dead wrong, that's all. When he said, "I thank thee, God," he was really saying to God, "Thanks for nothing." The Pharisee said, "I thank thee, God, that I am not as other men are." Jesus Christ said that the Pharisee was not talking to God at all. He was talking to himself. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector." The Lord was not advocating that people should be extortioners, unjust, and adulterers. He was not excusing extortion or injustice or adultery. He had plenty to say about things like that, and his men repeated what he said. They said, "People of that kind are not going to get into the kingdom of God." This Pharisee said, "I thank thee, God, that I am not an extortioner, unjust, an adulterer. So far, so good." It's the next statement in the prayer of the Pharisee that betrays his whole state of mind, the quality of his heart. "Or even like this tax collector. I thank thee, God, that I am not like this tax collector." That little phrase exposes the whole attitude with which this man came to church that day, determined to thank God. "That's not thanks at all," said Christ. "It's pure pride, plain boasting, blatant bragging, and thanks for nothing." To emphasize his point with God, the Pharisee said, "I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I get." There's nothing wrong with fasting, and there's something mighty good about tithing, but there's something mighty wrong about holding up your virtues, no matter how good they are, for God to see so that he can pronounce you good. "Thank you, God, for making me so successful in business because I gave a tenth of my income to the Lord." "Thanks for nothing," said Jesus Christ. "Thank you, God, for giving me such a good family because I've been such a good father." "Thanks for nothing," said the Lord. "Thanks for putting food on my table because I work so hard." "Thanks for nothing," said Jesus Christ. The moment you hold up yourself as a good reason for God to bless you, at that moment you've lost the ball game. You can thank God until you're blue in the face, and it won't do you any good. God turns his face away from the proud. He resists the proud. He actively opposes the proud. That's God. And that's why Jesus Christ told the story to those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. How can you proudly hold up something that looks like a filthy rag? All our righteousness, said the Bible, is like filthy rags. That's pretty plain, and it means exactly what it says. It's pretty hard to take when everybody is busy building up himself, trying to cut down on his vices, and desperately trying to build up his little virtues to offer them to God, and even brazenly, with a straight face, thanking God for the little part he may have played in the development of those pitiful little virtues. Thanks for nothing. Nothing comes from such thanksgiving. It's good for nothing. The pride of your heart has deceived you, says the Bible, characterizing the whole world as deceiving and being deceived. If you were blind, said Jesus Christ, you would have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sin remains. That's what happened to the Pharisee. And that's what happens to everyone who takes a stand on his own virtues, even though he thanks God for them. Thanks for nothing. In this wonderful story told by Jesus Christ, there's another man. From the bottom of his heart, he spoke to God. He did not have much to say. What he said was, in effect, thanks for nothing. He did not say it in sarcasm or pride. He was genuine. He was a tax collector. He was not a reputable character. He was a crook. People were surprised to find him in church that day. But there he was. The tax collector stood afar off. He knew how people felt about him, and he felt the same way about himself. He was different from the Pharisee in almost every way. In one important respect, he was different too. He was talking not to himself, but to God. Not even lifting up his eyes to heaven, but beating his breast, he said, God, be merciful to me, sinner that I am. If there had been a contest that day, and people had been standing around keeping track of who had the most to be proud of and the most to be thankful for, the Pharisee probably would have won hands down. The tax collector would have come out last. He had nothing to be proud of and nothing to be thankful for. He didn't fast twice in the week. He did not give tithes of all that he possessed. He didn't give anything except himself. The tax collector takes his place beside that centurion who said to Jesus, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He lined up with a son who turned to his father and said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no longer worthy to be called thy son. He's right there with all these people who on the last day of judgment will be amazed at the good things Jesus says they have done, and asking him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you naked or in prison or sick and minister to you? This tax collector is with all those people who have ever thrown themselves on the grace of God and asked his forgiveness. They knew they could not measure up to the demands of his holiness, and they had only one request. Lord, be merciful to me, sinner that I am. Thanks, but for nothing. Nothing I have to give to you. That's what the hymn writer said. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress. Helpless, look to thee for grace. Our Lord said that one of those men, and only one, went out of the church that day and went down to his house justified. He brought to the house of God what God is looking for, a contrite and broken heart. That kind of heart, the psalmist said, the Lord does not despise. This man went down to his house justified by God. He asked the mercy of God, and he got it. He was justified. That's the way God justifies people. He does it on his own, by his mercy, out of the goodness of his heart, forgiving and forgetting the past, giving grace to have a new heart and a new attitude, without the pride and self-justification that are so much a part of human life and such a great factor in the misery of the human family. Abraham Lincoln was asked one day, during the war between the states of the United States, how he would treat those southern states after the war. He replied, as if they had never been away. That's the way God treats the members of his family. They become sons and daughters again by faith in Jesus Christ. He forgives them and welcomes them back to sit around the family table as if they've never been away. He treats them as if they have never sinned at all. That's what it means to be justified by God. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. That's Christ's final word. It's also the basis for genuine thankfulness and thanksgiving. When it comes right down to it, it is thanksgiving to God and to no one else. It is the expression of a heart right with God, a heart like the heart of this tax collector. When he went out of the church that day to go back to his house, his record was clean. If you had examined it, you would have found one word there, nothing. He was saying to God, thanks for that nothing. No condemnation, no accusation, no sin, nothing. All forgiven and all gone. Thanks for that nothing. That nothing on your record, my friend, has been put there by the cross of Jesus Christ. From his cross, the Lord said, it is finished. It's all paid for. Your account has been erased. There's nothing but mercy to those who will accept it. Nothing but grace and glory to all who will receive it. Thank God, my friend, even though you have nothing to offer. Thank God for his mercy that is everything and turns to nothing whatever hurts or hinders you from being a grateful son or daughter in his family. There is nothing wrong with thanks. There's something mighty wrong about thanking God for the little things and forgetting to thank him for the great thing, the indescribable gift of his son, and the gifts of forgiveness and life in that great son of his. It's great to thank God from a grateful heart, right with him in repentance and in faith. It's great and good to give thanks to the justifier of the ungodly for his great kindness and goodness to you, to your family, and to all men, the whole human family, in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Have been listening to a recorded copy of a Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.